This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Three big deadlines loom that could affect health care for nearly half of all Americans. And the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is at the center of all three. In September, a commission reports on ways to cut $10 billion from Medicaid, the health program for poor people. Also next month, the department will announce which companies can offer the new Medicare prescription drug benefit. And a ruling is also expected on whether the so-called morning-after pill can be offered without a prescription. Mike Levitt is Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services, and he joined us to talk about a couple of these issues. And I want to start with the Medicare drug benefit. There have been a lot of reports about confusion out there. You have been traveling around trying to explain it. How much confusion remains?
Healthcare is a very complicated subject generally. This plan really isn't that complicated. But putting the two together does require seniors to make a decision, and that's the reason we're starting so early. We want to make sure they have many opportunities to hear this, to be able to assure that they have the kind of information necessary to make what will be a very important decision.
You talk about making a choice. We've heard that there are companies that have applied to sell as many as 1,500 different prescription drug plans. Is this true?
I can't confirm that. I don't know that that's true. But the point is, there will be a choice.
Does that mean that you're likely to perhaps limit the number of choices somewhat? People might have five choices instead of hundreds or more?
Well, there'll be a limited number of alternatives, but they can also choose one that fits their situation. Every plan will have a standard plan they can compare so that they'll be able to make a price comparison. They'll also be able to group them into categories. They'll just be able to find a plan that meets their needs and choose it. It won't be that hard.
Now, Mr. Secretary, as you know, relatively few people took advantage of last year's Medicare drug discount cards. One reason given was that was considered confusing. Now people have to, as I understand it, sign up quickly for the Medicare prescription drug benefit, or else they'll pay a penalty later. They'll have to pay more. Why impose that penalty?
This is an insurance plan, and like any other kind of insurance plan, it gets more expensive as people get older or you get closer to the point that you're going to use it. That's true also with prescription drug coverage. People will be able to buy it between November the 15th and May the 15th, or within 60 days of the time that they turn age 65. If they put it off, it will become more expensive, about 1% a month.
Does that mean that people who say, look, this is a complicated situation, it's a new program, I want to wait and see how this would really affect me, people who make that choice, they'll pay for it later?
That's true. I had a conversation with a woman in Little Havana in Miami. She asked me that question precisely. Mr. Secretary, she said, I'm very lucky. I don't take any prescription drugs. I'm healthy. Do I need to buy this anyway? And I advised her, yes, you do, because the day will come when you need to have it. And if you've put it off, it'll become substantially more expensive.
One other subject, Mr. Secretary, by the end of this month, the Food and Drug Administration, which falls under your department, is committed to rule on what's known as the morning after pill, as to whether it can be available over the counter without a prescription. How can you assure the public that whatever decision is made is a purely scientific decision as opposed to a political one?
The decision will be made by September the 1st, I've been assured, by FDA's scientists.
It'll be made on what basis?
Well, on the basis of the science and the analysis that they have put forward. They've done it at their own pace and in their own way, properly, using the science. I don't have a lot more to say about it other than to just suggest that they are, in fact, carrying forward the deliberative process of the FDA based on the science, and that the decision will be made on the science, and it'll be made by September the 1st.
Secretary Levitt, thanks very much.
Thank you.